You know, I was trying to figure out what to say, but all I can say is that God is rich. I'm rich. You rich. The church is rich. We just got to come into the realization of it. We got to accept, say accept. My part. See, you got to accept what's been done for you and not allow somebody else to rob you of that. Because that's what I see a lot in the body of Christ. We allow people to keep us from going to our next level. And I'm determined. I can recall back in January of 2020. And I told God, and I think I said something to you all about that in one of the services, that I was going to give my way out of every negative situation. I didn't care what I was facing. I was going to sow seed, and I wasn't going to stop because I'm believing God to bring me out of every negative situation. And I mean, I'm looking for opportunities to sow. I guess that went over real big. I said, I'm looking for opportunities to sow. And when there are none, I make some. Why? Because I am developing a sower's heart. Now, I'm a giver. And anyone that knows me, I'm a giver. But I'm developing something. Why? Because I want to go to the next level. And whenever you want to go to the next level, you have to arrange your mindset for increase, because that's how it works. You just don't go to the next level of increase without your mind going there first. I'll say that again. You don't go to the next level of increase without your mind going there first. So you need to develop your mind if you believe in God to get more money. Start developing your mind and start acting like you got more money. And stop going to the store expecting to always get the cheapest, whatever's on sale. See, it's a mindset. We look for the cheapest thing, which is not always the best. And then we complain about it when we get it. But every time you keep going back and buying it, just like you buying a little cheap necklace or a cheap ring. Because I've been there, done that, wore the T-shirt, threw it away, burned it up. Because that's what I used to do. You know why? Because, and in the process of buying all that little stuff, you could have put enough money aside to buy you. It may not have been like somebody else's jewelry, but it would have been jewelry. Can I get an amen? I'm trying to get y'all to think like rich people. And sometimes what we do, we're trying to get all the new stuff. You need to go to some of these little stores on the side that sell the jewelry. At least you're wearing jewelry. Ooh, Jesus. Am I helping somebody? See, God wants us to prosper, but your mind got to go there first. It's not going to happen until you take your mind there. You got to see yourself being rich. And I don't mean just saying it in words. You got to see yourself being rich. You got to see yourself helping people. And then put it in motion. Start finding people to help. And not just people that you know. See, we do that a lot. You know, we recycle people in the body of Christ. All of y'all are recyclables. Did you know that? Because we get in a system of just helping one another. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm trying to make a point here. There's nothing wrong with helping one another. But we can get so used to just helping one another that we don't prepare ourselves for greater works. When each one of us should be reaching to be a distribution center. You said, but we're living in a recession. That's when most people live. But you go back and read the Bible, that's when they prospered the most. Whenever there was a famine or a shortage or a recession, that's when the people of God prospered the most. So you're supposed to prosper more now than you did when the economy was great. So I'm beating your hips right now because you're thinking wrong. You're not supposed to slow down your giving. This is the greatest moment for the body of Christ when it comes to money. So don't let nobody talk you into poverty. Because you're going to have what you say. I'll say it again. You will have what you say.